best thing we can do for our children from the youngest ages when they're toddling around and they, you know, mamas and dads out there, you know, when you see the first blood on your child, they fall and split their lip or they get an owie somewhere on their knee, something, you know, it's like, oh, like you feel the pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the very best thing we can do is acknowledge the feeling that they're experiencing and let them know you're there for them. Welcome to the We Are the Village Parenting Podcast.
Hi, my name is Serena, mother to two little ones.
And hi, I'm Lisa, also known as the Singing Amma. Amma means grandmother in Icelandic. I am a mama and an amma.
In this podcast, I am learning to practice gentle, attachment-focused parenting. Amma Lisa is here to teach us why it's vital to our children's development and well-being.
And I come to the village with a background in early childhood education. I have been coaching and supporting parents along their parenting journeys for over 35 years. Together, we explore some easy-to-implement skills you can add to your parenting tool belt to help you create a happy, thriving family.
We invite you to grab your latte
or your tea
and come sit around the proverbial ancient fire with us each week.
When we come together to have a conversation where we'll be keeping it real, keeping it raw, right here with you in the wonderful world of all things parenting. Hey, thanks for being here again with us today. Last week we talked about the kind of intense topic of when there is a big loss or a death in the family in particular, but any kind of big loss, which led me to really thinking about the importance of acknowledging our children's feelings. And that the acknowledgement of feelings is actually one of the key foundations of gentle parenting. So we wanted to come on again today and chat with you about what acknowledging feelings looks like.
And that's a big thing for us because our podcast is based around gentle parenting. And this being the foundation helps you understand how our kids can benefit from gentle parenting, right? Because gentle parenting is about making that connection with your kid. And if you Google gentle parenting, what's that book? A book will pop up, How to Raise Good Kids or something, Good Human Beings, something like that.
But I don't know.
Gentle parenting is teaching our kids really how to be good people and make good choices from the inside out versus rewarding and punishing your kids is having them behave or do things because of external consequences or rewards and
Yeah, gentle parenting really aims to help a child learn how to regulate their emotions and their behaviors so that they are coming from a place of intrinsic motivation is what we call it.
Yes.
Knowing what to do and when it's appropriate to do something. And I mean, yeah. And then big feelings come out and they explode sometimes and what to do with those. So that's what we wanted to talk more about today is just dive into the importance of acknowledging feelings. And I guess one of the first things to say is, you know, what is the problem of not acknowledging feelings or invalidating our children's feelings? And one of the first, you know, most obvious problems with invalidating feelings is that those feelings are still there. You have just, as the adult, managed to squash them into hiding. If you're lucky for even a few moments or a few days or a few weeks. But what happens is those feelings still need to be processed, and that child still needs to learn how to regulate themselves. So by disallowing the feelings to happen and be acknowledged and be named and all those things, they're stuffed inside, they're still there, and they can often lead to a buildup of energy and feelings that are confused, which then explode in undesirable behaviors. And what we've talked about many times already is how when there is a behavior that is big and not something that we want to encourage, whether it's anger or fighting you or fighting another child or big upsets of any kind, those, underneath any undesirable behavior are feelings that need to be expressed and that have been tucked away.
And although those are big feelings, right, you also can set boundaries. Like there is no hitting, there is no cursing, but you also need to make sure that there is space for them to let out their feelings and to feel comfortable sharing them with you as a
Yes.
parent.
Yes. So excellent, because one of the things I always say when I do guest speaking or to any coaching parent clients, all feelings are acceptable. Some behaviors have to be stopped. All feelings are acceptable. And it's finding ways to accept them. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But if we deny the feelings their access, number one, they can build up inside and explode in undesirable behaviors. Deeper than that, though, those are things we don't want to have to deal with. And deeper than that, constantly denying a child their feelings can lead to a whole bunch of life problems later, throughout their lives. They can develop a low self-worth and self-esteem can be very low. They learn to not trust their own bodies, their own feelings, their intuition. No wonder so many of us don't really know, it's like follow your gut feeling. I don't know what that is, because we got our basic feelings denied over and over and over and over. So no wonder we can't trust our gut feeling, our intuition. And denying and not acknowledging feelings can also lead to bigger things like anxiety, depression, and even eating disorders. And we're seeing more and more eating disorders in younger and younger children too. So this is really, really foundational stuff, this acknowledging feelings. A lot of parents may not understand how it's far-reaching.
And it's funny that a lot of parents don't understand it because, I mean, we're experiencing it. Each generation kind of has their main parenting theme, right? And I feel like my generation is kind of like, don't cry, suck it up. And now they say we're raising wimps because of gentle parenting, but it's not. And a lot of us, I see a lot of anxiety in a lot of people around my age, and I feel like that's because they don't know what they're feeling and how to feel what they're feeling. So, like for somebody who had experienced this, they didn't really know how to acknowledge their feelings, or their feelings weren't acknowledged, and then they go to substance abuse to hide and drown those feelings out instead of
Yes.
being taught the vocabulary and what you're actually feeling, and that it's okay to be feeling what you're feeling. And then you move past it because feelings come and go and it's waves. You don't get sad and then stay sad for, unless you're depressed, but you come in and out of each feeling. Every day you're in and out of a million feelings, and it's okay to
Yes.
move through that.
Yes, exactly. It's really interesting because when we look at where the denial of feelings starts, it starts really early and very innocently sometimes in many ways. For instance, it might feel really cold outside for you, and your child is refusing to put on their coat. And they're telling you, I'm not cold. And you say, it's freezing out. Put your coat on. You're going to get cold if you're not cold. Like, I'm not cold. That's what that small person is experiencing right now. And if you just allow them to feel not cold, say, oh, so for me, it's cold outside. For you're not feeling cold right now. Okay, let's bring your coat and let me know when you need it. Or you grab it when you need it, depending how old they are. Even that's a physical feeling. I'm not cold. Yes, you are. It's cold outside. No. Some children just run really hot. They're just high metabolism, high energy kids, right? So even that innocent little put your coat on is a denial of a feeling that child is having. And another really classic one, when a child slips and falls and they have a little scratch, it hurts so sad. They're so upset. And you're like, oh my gosh, it's just a scratch. Get over it. You're overreacting, whatever, like just immediate denial. And with that example, and they're so sad, and it's this teeny tiny little scratch. That indicates to me that maybe that child is tired or hungry or has had an awkward or difficult interaction with somebody out in the playground recently or something. They've got a feeling that needs to be expressed, that that little scratch is allowing them to express. So it might not just be that little scratch, but the feeling is what it is. And we don't want to mollycoddle. Oh, honey, that looks so sore. We don't need to go there. Say, wow, that really hurts. That little scratch on your knee really, really hurts right now. Right? Is so different from, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry you got an owie. Like, no, that's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about acknowledging. And one of the good, great, great ways to acknowledge is to acknowledge what you see or what you hear. I hear somebody who's very upset right now. It hurts. We do the denial of feelings and that kind of thing as parents because we want to take the pain away. We don't want our little ones to hurt. We don't want them to be sad. We want to make it better and we want to make it better quick, But actually, that's not doing them any favors either. Life is full of hurts and bumps and pain of various different kinds. The best thing we can do for our children from the youngest ages, when they're toddling around and they, mamas and dads out there, when you see the first blood on your child, they fall and split their lip or they get an owie somewhere on their knee, something, it's like, oh, like you feel the pain, right? But the very best thing we can do is acknowledge the feeling that they're experiencing and let them know you're there for them. Just, not over the top, like I was saying, because that's going to help them acquire the skills they need to learn to regulate their feelings and their experiences in life, from those little tiny scratches to the big, somebody I love just died feelings and everywhere in between, right? Whether they're physical or are the emotional, the feelings are the feelings. So, how best to do that? How best do we acknowledge? One, the very first thing to do in acknowledging feelings is to really, really listen. And as we said in a previous column, our previous episode, listen with the eyes in the front of your head, as one 4-year-old put it. So you want to give them your full attention. And not for every little owie, but these are for feelings that they're having that you want to be there for them. You want to get eye contact. You want to be close proximity. You want to put down your device so that you're not distracted listening and really just hear them. And then you'll be able to acknowledge the feeling. Wow. Let's see if we can use one out of your actual life recently. Serena, have you got one from your 2-year-old or any other kids in your life?
Yes, we're always having big feelings in this house.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I have one. I have one out of my life. If you don't have one at the tip of your brain, I'm just putting you on the spot. I'm sorry. The little guy that I look after, I do childcare for right now. He was with me a year and a half ago when I experienced a house fire. And he is still fairly traumatized by that. He is a child on the spectrum, so he processes things differently. So yesterday he actually asked to go back to my house, which he has gone inside once with me just a couple of weeks ago. And I know that for helping a child or any of us to process trauma is very, can be very helpful to go back to the scene of the trauma and actually go safely through the story of what happened and be in the space of what happened. So he asked me if we could go back to the house yesterday. So we did. And we went in to the house that's still standing, but it's gutted. Anyway, this sounds like a long story, but something scared him because the door closed and it made a sound and he got scared and he wanted to run out. So I took his hand and we walked outside and he would have just left right then and there. And I said, I think it was scary when that door closed. Yep, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I said, yeah, you really didn't like that when the door closed. It was scary. So I'm acknowledging that he didn't like it and I'm giving the feeling a name. It was scary. So you want to acknowledge, yeah, I get that that was scary for you. And I'm here and I'm going to hold your hand. And we can go in together and it's going to be okay because we can leave the door open. We'll make sure it doesn't close again. So, reassurance that it's going to be okay, but acknowledging the feeling that's there and giving that feeling a name. And
Yeah.
so we did.
When you gave that example, that did remind me of something recently that happened with my 2-year-old. We were at the park, and the park has a siren at 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and the siren is at the park, so it is very, very loud, and it
Oh, wow.
really scared her. So now, whenever she does hear it, even though it's far, it freaks her out. But some parents would be like, it's fine. It's just an alarm. Nothing happened. Nothing happened to you. You're not bleeding anywhere. And it's very easy to just say, like, get over it. It was just a sound. But I saw how bad it scared her. And I felt really bad for her. It was really scary for me too, because I know it was really hurting her. And so thankfully my husband was there with me, and we both just held her, and we showed her where the siren was coming from and told her, yes, it was really loud and it hurt. And just doing that, I think it really helps. Just let her know that it's okay that she got scared. And I know that that was something that was building her trust in us, versus a parent that's going to yell at you and say, get over it. It's fine. It was just a sound. It's done. It's gone.
Yes.
It's not here anymore. Why are you still crying?
Yes. Yes. Building the trust in you and her dad. Yes. That's what we want to keep doing with the gentle parenting, is building trust and having that foundation of they know they can come to us. And one of the beautiful things I've seen written in the last couple of years is allowing their big feelings when they're little, that to us sound, feel, seem ridiculous. Like, come on, it was just a siren. You're fine, you know. But acknowledging and allowing those, quote, little things to be big for them. They can come to us. They know it's safe to tell us that they're scared, that they're upset, that they got startled, whatever it is, that they're frustrated. They know they can come to us with their 2-year-old things, with their 5-year-old things. Guess what, parents? When they're 12 and 15 and 18, they will still know that they can come to you. And those are going to be problems that you are going to want them to be able to come to you with. Those are going to feel like bigger problems. But if you haven't laid the foundation of them trusting you with their problems at this age, at the very beginning of their life, it won't be there. There won't be that bridge to come to you later in life when they're struggling, you know?
Yes, very well said.
That's a great example. Yeah. So anyway, that's a little piece of the big foundation of the importance of acknowledging feelings in our children's worlds. And, you know, your experience of one moment and your husband or your sister's or somebody's experience might be completely different. And all of our feelings are okay. They're all acceptable. It's the behavior around them that we might need to alter a little bit.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope that helps in building that foundation for your gentle parenting journeys. And we can go deeper into this. I know that this acknowledging feelings comes up quite often when I'm coaching parents and when I'm giving talks. So it will come up again here in the podcast as well. So we hope that hearing these things a little bit on repeat will also help you in your learning process. Because, you know, it's, as Serena has said, it's about unlearning what we thought
Yes.
we were going to do as parents or what had happened to us as children, and relearning. And learning takes repetition and practice.
Yes.
So you are all right, and we're here for you anytime you want us to be.
Okay, so that was a great episode with Amalisa, and I love hearing this and learning all of this because I was one that would say we are raising sissies, and just learning and really understanding the foundation of gentle parenting and what it's all about just completely changes my perspective, and that's what I'm all about as a parent now. And I really hope we can spread this message because I think it's so important. So here are my gems from this episode. Number one, listen. When your kids are experiencing big feelings, listen. Get down to their eye level. Listen with the eyes in the front of your head and give them all of your attention. Not with your phone, not while you're cooking. Stop what you're doing when they are experiencing big feelings and let them know you're there with them. Number two is acknowledge what you see and hear. Repeat it back to them. Really let them know that you're understanding where they're coming from. And number three, all feelings are acceptable. It's some behaviors that might have to be stopped. So I hope you guys are really getting the foundation of gentle parenting and you see how it can help grow and foster your relationship with your children because, like Amalisa said, it's the groundwork for when they're older and there are really bigger problems, serious problems, then they'll come to you with those problems because they'll feel comfortable coming to their parents, which is so important. So thanks for joining us again, and hopefully you'll be here with us again next week. Thank you.
Thanks for being here with us in our virtual village. Hit subscribe so you're notified about our newest episodes each week.
And hey, did you get something from today's episode? I know I sure did. Be kind. Hit that share button and send it to your mama friends so they can benefit from it too.
Also, by leaving us a review, you will be helping more parents out there to find answers to the questions that might be keeping them up at night.
We'd love you to follow us on Instagram and our Facebook page at The Village Parenting Pod.
And we'd love you to direct message us. Let us know your questions that we could address in future episodes and how we can serve you better.
This podcast is sponsored by the Singing Umma's private parent coaching and workshop offerings. We also now have a buy me a coffee option for a fun way that you could support this podcast. Link is in the show notes.